do your worst, PJ.
I always do my worst. One thing I can assure you of is I will do my worst.
Brilliant. Welcome along, folks. It is PJ and Jim's After Show for another week. Welcome to everybody on Facebook or YouTube and everybody on whatever podcast platforms.
You're on and
there's millions of them now, is there?
Millions.
I'm not very well versed in the whole podcasty thing.
Neither am I as far as the platforms are concerned, because I'm still an ancient person. Like, I'm on the digital version of the cassette tape,
right,
which is I still use iTunes for streaming music and podcasts and everything.
Do you? You don't even use Spotify, no?
No, Spotify. Young people recommending Papa Doodle music and Hippity Hoppity. Not at all. No,
wow.
iTunes is still my streaming content, though. And it looks like they're going
to... Isn't that hilarious, though? You're talking about iTunes like it's sort of slightly embarrassing. I'm still using...
The cassette tape of...
It's like somebody
saying...
The four-track. Yeah, it's mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's iTunes.
I know.
And we're talking about it like it's an old technology.
It's all old shit. Yeah. If you're not on Spotify now, you're nobody. Spotify is where people get most of their shit.
But that's probably old now, is it?
No,
like,
Spotify
I don't even
is
know
on
the
trend
names.
At the moment now.
The only
names
I know, right? So iTunes and Spotify, right, obviously.
Yeah.
And then I've heard you reference this Podbean,
which I don't know what it is.
And
only Mike has told me about.
Yeah, I've never... And then I draw to a halt.
Same here. I don't even know what the other ones could do.
But there's supposed to be millions of them. Is there loads of
loads
them?
Loads of different... There's loads of platforms
So do you have to pin your colours to one?
No. You can be on all of them.
Right.
Yeah, you can be on all of them. But what's starting to happen now, I think, is the likes of...
This is amazing, isn't it? This is like somebody explaining to their granda how the video works.
Yeah. How are you? Can I use that tape in all of my video recorders? You can. But so what they're starting to do now is do these things where you get deals. So you might maybe if you're maybe Jim McCabe has an exclusive deal with Spotify.
How did you hear about that?
Yeah. I'm near to the ground.
Oh my God, if only. Go on.
It's Jim's cookout.
Because there was me and Joe Rogan. And he obviously went, one way, and I went...
Yeah, he did his own thing. So a lot of the time they'll do is, it'll be on all platforms, but you'll be able to, they might say, you have the new Jim McCabe podcast available on all platforms, but if you'd like to listen to them all straight away, go to Spotify, whereas every other platform it might be once a week.
Oh.
So they try and lure you slightly by having some sort of payment deal that way.
Right.
And then the likes of Audible you have to just do us and no other fucker. That'll be their way of doing it.
Yeah. I a lot of theirs now.
I do as well.
I mean, but again, it's a bit like being spoon-fed. I never, because that's, the trouble for me, right, the trouble with podcasts for me is, I like listening to the spoken word stuff, because obviously we're surrounded by music all the time.
Yeah.
So we don't, you know what I mean? I don't really go looking for music.
No,
well, unless
same.
It's very different from the stuff we play, obviously. If I'm in the mood for something that we don't play, then grand.
Yeah, if I want something maybe just a mood, I'll type bored into my iTunes or chill out or something like that.
Exactly. But generally speaking, I love, I like the audio books. I love podcasts, especially the true crime stuff and blah, 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 all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Right? But... when you don't have a recommendation, right?
Yeah, and you're lost.
And exactly. And you go looking for one. And I swear to God, to me, right, that's the TK Maxx moment. That's the sort of I don't know what the fuck I'm looking for here.
I'm the same.
Where am I even going to start?
Completely overwhelmed.
Like, it's literally just, there's I don't know how many millions of podcasts there is out there, right? And you're like, how in the name of Jesus am I going to find out which one of these is any good and worth to listen to?
Yeah, I know. And it's the same with audio books, because that's a big commitment.
Yeah.
I could buy 12 hours of audio here now and then be 6 hours in and go, that's time I'm never going to get back. This is shit. I don't even know what they're talking about here. And so you need a recommendation. You need to know someone that's in your circle, I suppose.
Exactly.
Or likes the same things you like.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. And that's why I'm constantly, I nag PJ all the time in here. Have you got any, he's like me dealer, right? I'm constantly at him. Have you got any good series at all? Or any good podcasts or anything like that?
I'm much like a drug dealer.
Go on, give us one. Go on.
I'm much like a drug dealer. I'm like, well, listen, I have one, but it's not great now, but it's all that's going around, right? So, spread it out. Don't use it all at once now. Don't be doing that. So you start to, I'm going to keep one episode, one hit for later on this evening, and maybe then, maybe she'll head out for a walk or something. I'll be able to have another sneaky hit then. you know, of my podcast or whatever, of my audiobook. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're saying because we're overwhelmed with choice at the moment, with everything.
Like, and the trouble is, and every, with all due respect, every Hawk has one. You know what I mean? Every time you turn around, somebody's doing a podcast.
Doing something, yeah.
And do you know what I mean? And it's just like, well, how in the name of Jesus are you supposed to tell what's half decent and good and, you know what I mean? Outside of the big, that's why sometimes, to be honest with you, I'm sort of glad sometimes with Audible, nearly that they'll deliberately spoon feed you. Here, Jim, you'll like that. Listen to that.
Oh,
yeah, but what about, shut up,
Do you ever get insulted by them? I get insulted by them.
Really?
Yeah, because sometimes I'll be there going, right, I'll have a look, what does Audible think I'd like? And it goes, recommendations we have for you. And I'll be like, you know, I don't know, what a fucking agent likes to cook or something. I'll be like, what the hell is this? And then you swipe again. You know, how to walk in 5 easy steps. This is very insulting. You know, that's why I was starting going, oh, I'm not sure.
It's like, and there's times you get caught off guard. Like, you know the way Netflix do it, recommended for you.
Big time, yeah.
Right. And so there's stuff there and you think, okay, right, well, that's because I watched that and that. I can know that, yeah. And this is no word of a lie.
Yeah.
And I'm still trying to work out how an algorithm could have decided this. But one of the recommended for you things on my Netflix...
Yeah.
Was Peppa Pig.
Yeah, like, so you know what I mean.
What sort of algorithm does... I'll tell you, the last thing he watched, it was about a serial killer, right? And he dismembered all the bodies and everything. Now he'd love Peppa Pig.
Peppa Pig, yeah. It fits, it ticks all the boxes for him.
It's fucking unbelievable.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
That's
you're like,
mad.
It's gassy, so you can't trust the algorithm in that sense. So it's hard, you know. What I do, I have to approach it like I'm going to a restaurant.
Right.
Right? So if there's a menu coming, I can't look at a menu. I get overwhelmed. So I have to decide before I see the menu, what humour am I in now? Chicken, fish or me?
Yeah.
But I have to decide there. And then, so straight away... The menu is a third of the size. You know what I mean?
Right.
Before I've even looked at it.
Right.
You know, so then I go,
so
right.
You've decided straight. So if you pin your colours to chicken, you go, right, I'm going to look at the chicken dishes.
I look at the chicken dishes.
Right.
I won't even read the other ones.
Yeah.
You know, and then that's why it's always annoying then when I'm with some other bleeding tick and they're like, oh, I don't know. She's like, oh, Jesus. Maybe I'll get 2 starters. No, look, do it the fucking traditional way and you'll make up your mind then. If you just pick... Well, starter, middler, and a finisher. That's all you have to do. Or just pick even 2 of them, a middler, a finisher, or a fucking starter. And, oh, I don't know. Are they very big, the plates? Oh, Jesus Christ. No one's going to force feed you the fucking thing.
Yeah, leave it behind.
It's 2 starters and a finisher too much for one human. I don't fucking know. I've never been here. I don't even know what you like eating. Like, you know, and then that's...
Yeah.
If I approach podcasting that way, I get equally as confused.
Yeah.
So I have to make the decision first. What do I fucking want here?
Yeah, because you know what one of the worst words in the language is? Browse.
Browse.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
When you start
that's
browsing,
you're gone.
Yeah, it's just, you're down. You may as well walk into a maze or a secret wood or something because you're never getting out. That's
and you
it.
End
you're
up
never
picking
getting
something
out.
Totally inappropriate for yourself.
Yeah.
And then next thing I'm listening to an Italian science podcast. 2 things I know nothing about.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, how did I get here? Browsing.
Isn't it mad though?
Browsing.
That it just goes to show the power. No wonder they get influencers and all. And no wonder that took off as a thing. Because the power of somebody saying to you,
telling you,
do you know what you'd love?
Yeah,
you
here's what
you'd
love.
Because, I mean, you know who you're dealing with here, man, right? Obviously the most sort of like fucking insecure, fucking don't know myself human in the world, right? I mean, I would be the person in that restaurant going, I'd be the one turning around to you and going, what do you think I'd like? You'd be looking at the menu for yourself, doing your fucking right. I've decided on chicken, and I'd be going, what would you say I'd like off this?
And what I think is gas about you is you're the most unfussy eater. So, like, you know, it's
so at least you'd have an easy
to just go.
Trust me, Jim, I've seen you eat. Everything on this fucking thing will do you.
Like, you and me, in fairness, would be the type of people, and we wouldn't even have to think of what mood we're. We just go, I'm in the mood for whatever is third on the list.
Yeah.
That's how easy it would be. Because whatever it would be, we'd probably have a go at it.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
I'd have your first starter, your third middler. And the
oh my God,
the last
I just realised that when all this is over, we have to do that.
Yeah.
We have to have a menu roulette.
Isn't that...
Don't bring us the menu. I'll tell you what, right. What, now, can I tell you this? Don't tell me the specials. Tell you what you do, right? You know your menu, right?
God,
whatever number 3 is, whatever number 8 is, and whatever number 16 is, bring it to me.
That's the best! You've literally come up with the best idea ever! Imagine that when you're in the restaurant with someone and they can't make up their mind and you just go, the waiter, bring out the roulette wheel and he has all the meals and you just spin it. And once you say roulette wheel, that's it now. You can't, there's no like, oh, I don't like fish. You're fucking eating it now. Your wheel come out.
The only thing is, no, my luck, I'd end up having, like, I'd end up with fucking salmon, custard and fucking something else.
Or it's the one thing, Jim, you would like that you'd come out with. You're like, you spin a wheel. We'd go, oh, the vegan special. Ah, oh, Jesus. No, that's what's on the wheel.
Yeah,
that's
turns out you've ordered the vegan special with a side order of veg and custard.
I'd love that.
Great. I'll have it.
Then I'd spin the wheel and be like, oh, you've got the barbecue special today. I'd be like, thank you very much. You know I don't share, Jim.
Oh. Oh, man. Yeah, right. That's definitely what we're going to do.
That's
we're going to have menu roulette.
I genuinely think you're onto something, though. I genuinely think that would be a great idea, especially in a restaurant.
You know the way if you're, as you say, and a lot of restaurants fill this kind of thing for us, where you kind of know you like everything.
Yes.
Like, I mean, I'm trying to think, you know, say I'm in an average Chinese menu or whatever, is there stuff I don't like? There probably is a few bits, but generally speaking,
sweet and sour. But I'd still eat it and enjoy it.
You'd have a good old crack at like pretty much. I mean, you know, everything's going to be like beef, chicken, prawn,
pork,
duck, pork, whatever.
That's
so
it,
they're all good. And then you know what I mean. You have whatever. So okay, in your case, the only thing you might, the only rule, the only danger or risk element with you is how much of my arse will get blown out depending on how hot this is.
So that's always the problem with me. You know what I mean? The top end can handle anything. Yeah. In fact, everything down as far as the waist, I can handle anything. That's the problem. And I'd be there. I can eat anything really hot. Ooh, that was lovely. Get a bit sweaty. I'm there. Oh, that's delicious. And then later on the walk home, the bum is like, hey.
You didn't think of me, did
you? It's the creaky door going. Yeah, unfortunately, the weight, the heavy load is a bit too much to bear. It's like, we're weighing down here. Yeah, I know. That is, I tend to.
But if
I
tell you,
the price.
If anybody can ever sort out that thing about, like, to be honest, like, even, you know, the TK Maxx thing that I was saying.
Oh, right? I mean,
any shopping, forget fucking even TK Maxx, any shopping at all. Again, the worst thing that you can have in the world is browse.
Yeah. Oh, it's choice. Like,
the best way to shop is, I need these three things. I know exactly the shops they're in. I'm going in, I'm going to get them.
Oh, it's brilliant.
You know, or even online. It's the same. Sometimes online you can end up frying your brain.
I can't handle it.
Because you think,
too much.
I might get a whatever it is, and I wonder what. And then you find all the variations, and you're trying to compare prices, and they're never on the same fucking website. And it's like,
it's torture.
Here.
Yeah. It's torture.
Nightmare.
And then, you know, because you're a man, you buy the wrong thing. And instead of sending it back, you just fold it up and put it in the drawer and never wear it. You just bought it. I'm never, ever going to wear it.
Absolutely.
In 10 years, I'm going to take that out and put it in the bin and the tag will still be on it. Or it'll be delivered to a charity shop.
That's
I'll wait
exactly.
long enough that it's out of fashion that even they can't use it. That even some homeless fella get it and go, oh, look, the tag is still off. Oh, no, because dead and them.
It's you know something. It's actually no wonder that all the, you know, and we slag this all the time as being a waste of money and everything, right? But it's no wonder all of those industries like, you know, personal shoppers and all that sort of stuff and personal anything.
Yeah.
It's no wonder that they do so well. Because we can't, we just, it's like, oh, I don't know now. Well, maybe that's just me, but fucking
no, see, the thing, I'm the same.
I never want to have to think for myself.
I know, but at the same time, I don't trust anyone else either. So it's this horrible paradox.
Yeah.
Where I don't want to do the thinking, but I don't trust anyone to do the thinking. I'd be afraid if I got a personal shopper and like, I don't know now. Have you done this before? Yes, I've dressed many men in their mid-40s and they all look fantastic and I've great clientele. Yeah. And then, you know, she'd open up the door and they go, so how do you feel? And I'd be there, baggy trousers with me boxer shorts pulled halfway up my back and a baseball hat on backwards and a medallion. I'd be like, oh.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure you nailed this.
I'm not quite sure this is me. Oh, you look fabulous, sir.
Yeah, it takes years off you.
Yeah, I'd be like, are you sure the zippy, like the vest and the saggy jacket is... Are you sure I should have one shoulder sticking out?
Yeah. Well, the only thing I would say to you is, PJ, you probably should have taken your brogues off, but other than that...
Yeah, yeah, you're not... okay, the long socks is a... we'll talk about that later. You know, but... I'm like, I don't know if it's me.
But you're right, though. You're right. Because you know the way there's this sort of... I don't know, assumption, right? That lads, especially lads when they get married, right? That lads kind of suddenly give up. They don't buy any of their own stuff.
They just let it happen.
Exactly. You know this idea that a wife would lay out clothes. Here, you're wearing that, wear that today. I left out your good jumper or whatever, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I can't get my head around that. Like, to be fair, like...
For a start, dress yourself.
Yeah, well, exactly. There is that. Yes. But I'm like you. I'd be very... I don't want people buying clothes from me or doing that.
No, I don't want
that.
Any of that at all. Like, even small
things.
And
it's no disrespect to them. And they dress themselves very well and all that grand.
Of course they do.
But I just...
But they don't see me the way I see me.
That's it.
They don't see me the way I see me.
Yeah.
They don't see me how uncomfortable I am. Even small things. Even when I got to botch some nice underpants for a change. And you put them on, you're like, I don't like this at all. No. I just, can I not just go back to me 3 for €4? No. They were my, you know, I don't like any, I'm not too into them. The sudden change is too much for me.
Yeah.
You know, in anything. Or like, you go into, put on a pink shirt or something, I'm like, Jesus. And then like, it really brings out the colour in your eyes. I was like, should pink be in me fucking eyes? I don't know if I don't feel. And then you're all self-conscious. I feel too self-conscious, even if I look better.
Yeah.
I don't want to look better. I want to blend in. I want to be ignored.
That's
you know,
it.
I want to feel comfortably numb.
Yeah.
Where no attention comes.
Yeah, I'm like that now. It's the last thing, the worst thing somebody could say to you, like, oh, geez, you'll stand out in that. Oh, fuck, well, that's, get
no,
this
that's
off.
That's the fucking end
get
of that then.
Off.
Jesus Christ. Hell, I find a pair of jeans nobody notices and I have to buy 8 pairs of them and try and drag them out for a decade. That's the way it has to go. It's the way it has to go.
I agree.
Oh, I'm the same. Yeah. Oh, no, Jesus. Yeah. It's lucky I don't have anyone that'll put up with me shit in my life, which is grand, I suppose. You know what I mean?
But when you remember that time when you got all dickied up, when Louis Copeland dickied you up for the premiere of Young Offenders?
Yeah.
Was that comfortable? Were you all right when that was going on?
Not really. It was a very loud suit. Now, I will say that. It was very Conor McGregor, like. And I kind of, you know...
It looked well, now.
The problem is, in Louis Copeland, they're brilliant salespeople.
Yeah.
So they do that move where you go in and you're like, I need a suit and I don't know how to buy a suit. And they go, no problem, you leave it to us and they get you a coffee and you're sitting there and they're talking to you about the show here and how's Jim getting on? Fucking great fella. Great laugh out of him. He's a deadly laugh. Don't need that lad. Oh, he's fucking brilliant. Yeah. And you get comfortable and then you have the jocks on and they're like, fucking put them up there. Look at you. Fucking dynamite. Oh, yeah, Jays, I'll tell you something. It puts a great shape on you, this shit. And it does it, yeah. Does it have a great shape? It does. And then, you know, and then I'm standing in the shop and you're like, oh, and someone else, one of the other salesmen walks in the corner. Oh, look who they are. Fucking head, Jays. Is that George Clooney walking? And you're like, oh, fucking
hell. What a fantastic line.
Yeah, you know.
They must have it all prior. They must text each other and a lad walks around the corner and goes, Jesus, I didn't realise we had the models in today.
I thought that was George Clooney doing a fucking Aegis accent for a second.
George, I'll tell you something. George, you sound like, you sound a bit like your man PJ Gallagher. Jesus, it's you.
I can't believe it. Oh, I have to slap myself in the head. Unbelievable. What a stunner you are, huh? Stunner, Jesus.
Fucking brilliant.
Look up your daughters, lads. He's going out. And then you go up to, you know, you say, how much is that? And he goes, well, give me a fucking second. And they get the thing and they write down a number and they go, scratch it off. And they write a number much lower. And
you
go, what about that? And you go, wrap it up, motherfucker. Not only am I gorgeous, I have a few quid left over. And fuck. And then you go out. And then I realised that the premiere was in Parnell Square, the cinema on Parnell Street. And I'm dressed up like Conor McGregor at an awards ceremony. I was like a bit self-conscious. I was like, oh, Jesus. Like, I had the purple shirt and the purple lions in the grey suit and all. And I was like, you know, I am so overdressed for this. I am so overdressed
for this. You suddenly realise there'll be lads showing up to this wearing runners and all.
Yeah, there was. There was people like just, you know, wearing nice white runners and jeans and blazers. And I was like dressed up like I was getting married.
Yeah.
Like I was getting married, like in Paris or something. Like, you know, all I needed was like a big long cigar and like some henchmen. That's how I was dressed up to the height. Dressed to the height. And then I was walking up O'Connell Street to get the bus home and all because I was having a few jars. Now,
you know, paranoid you were going to get mugged.
Yeah, like walking around. And you're there with me black jacket and me silver pants sticking out. Oh, it's not silver, but...
You've made it when your pants are made of silver.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something. It's a bit awkward sitting down, but they're fucking great. Look at them silver pants.
Walking stiff-legged with silver pants past the ILAC Centre. Yeah, and all of that. And then, yeah, so I feel weird. And then, of course, I got more suits on them after, but I was ready the next time. So it was like just, I have a lovely, normal blue suit that I wear.
Because I was going to say, has that suit ever seen the light of day again?
Never again.
You see, that's the thing.
Never again. Yeah. Although, then, I beg your pardon, I wore it on TV once. Only because I had it.
Yeah.
And it was all right then because
it's lovely. It was great. You looked fantastic on the day.
I know, but it's
photographs and all that are still around.
Very highfalutin. I was on the time as well. You wouldn't wear a suit like that now.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And the other thing, the other question I
had,
the other question I
had, the blue one you'd wear anytime.
When you were walking down O'Connell Street heading to the premiere, did anybody shout over, "Is that George Clooney? Oh, Jesus, look at you."
Isn't that the thing though? See, this is what the fucking, this is, you know what, you've hit the nail on the head. Because what happens is, I'm in there doing that, and they're doing the whole, "Fucking hell, look at you, oh Jesus, George Clooney, heading that man, look at that fucking build on him and all that, to give you all this bullshit." Then. And then I'm walking up O'Connell Street wearing me suit and going to the premiere, and all you hear is, "There's Jake Stevens."
The fucking Steve.
You're still wearing the suit.